This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. This program is your connection to local music and for the summer also to local theater. And we have a very interesting program for you today, I believe. We have guests representing a performance of Willy Wonka Kids being put on by Booker T. Washington School in Champaign. That's a grade school. And also a performance of the Laramie Project being put on by middle and high school students in Bloomington. Both of those performances are this coming Friday. We'll hear about both of them on Live and Local today on FM 90.9. Performance by a group called the Singing Quakers, conducted by Mark Bartell. We heard two selections from a disc of theirs, and I apologize, in the middle I was hitting the wrong CD player and shut them off and got them back on for you. We heard first Sure on This Shining Night, music by Samuel Barber, and then an arrangement of Ain't It That Good News, the arrangement made by William L. Dawson. And I played that because the Singing Quakers are going to be in our listening area tonight. As a matter of fact, I'd been hoping to have an interview with them on the show, and we weren't able to connect with their conductor, trading emails, but they're on the road. And they will be tonight looking for the information, which is not coming up quickly enough for me here, but they're going to be I will come back and tell you where they're going to be. I apologize that didn't come up on the computer quickly enough. In any event, this is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, trying to keep things together here. We've got a number of guests with us today representing two different productions that are going to be performed on Friday. The first one we're going to talk about is going to be in Champaign at Booker T. Washington Elementary School, production called Willy Wonka Kids. And I have three guests in association with that performance. Bob Smith is a performing arts teacher at the school. He's also a music curriculum coordinator for Unit 4 schools in Champaign. And Musanda, say your last name for me.
Chansa.
Chansa. I can't read my own writing. That's the problem. I couldn't tell if it was an N or a U. Musanda Chansa is going to be playing the role of Willy Wonka and Matthew Reeder in the role of Charlie Bucket. So thanks to all three of you for coming in today to talk about the production. I'm going to talk first to Mr. Smith, and if you want to grab the microphone there, tell us a little bit about the music program and about at BT Washington School, and maybe about the school in general for those who aren't familiar, as I was not until you told me about it one time.
Yes, well, it's an I think a very unusual school for our area because we are one of the only bilingual schools in Champaign, so we have a full strand of students who have Spanish background, and then our general courses plus gifted program as well. And also, we've had a theme for our school for probably more than 20 years. I'm not exactly sure how long, but it's been a long time since the time that B.T. Washington was a magnet school. And one of those themes was performing arts. So about once every 4 to 6 weeks, we have a concert or a performance or sometimes a major musical. And so most of the children get to sing on stage in a production at least 2 to 3 times a year, sometimes 4 times. And then they do other performances as well. And we stay in contact with Krannert and the School of Music and other groups that are interested in performing. And we have groups that come in to us too. Yesterday we had the Edison Jazz Band in playing for our school. So the students get quite a bit of opportunity in the performing arts.
That's Edison Middle School, which has a remarkable jazz band.
Right.
They have now for quite some years. Bob, how long have you been at Washington School in developing this program?
I think I've been there 10 years. I'll have to check to be sure. I think I've been 10 years in the performing arts program
there. And where were you before that?
I was here in Champaign County at Heritage for a couple years. And
is that also a grade school?
Yes. Actually, I had even middle school with that as well.
You have a pretty interesting background that brought you here in the first place. Why don't you give us some of that?
Yes. Well, I have 2 degrees, one in performing and one in music education. So I've always been doing both. And for a while, I sang professionally in California, was based out there for about 17 years, and taught, and I've taught all levels from preschool up through graduate level courses at Cal State Fullerton. And so I've gotten a chance to do a lot of performing and travel through Europe and Russia and China and Finland and Estonia and singing with lots of groups there.
So with all of that, what brought you to Champaign and to do this particular program?
Well, I got my master's here, but I also grew up around here.
Oh, and you did.
So my family, I was doing a lot of traveling and hadn't been back, and with some illness with my father, and I came back to be with him for a while, and I ended up staying, so I'm still here.
That happens to a lot of us, it seems. You either come for school or you were born and then you come back, and then you can't seem to stay away. Well, it looks like a wonderful program. I know the first time you told me about it, I was just astounded that grade school kids were doing this many performances of some pretty high-level stuff. How do you get them to do that?
Well, we focus in on different classes, but they really actually chose this particular production. I gave them a choice of, I think, 5 shows, and all of the 5th grade and the 4-5 class voted on what they wanted to do, and Willy Wonka was it. And we hadn't done it, so here we are. We're doing it.
Now, this is the production is actually called Willy Wonka Kids, so it's
yes,
an adaptation.
We do shows for them that are either the junior version or the kids versions, where the keys are more accessible to the children. Usually the productions are shortened, so they work better for elementary audiences. This production is just a little over an hour for us, I believe. And so it's about the right length. And yet the story's all there and the songs are there. They're just maybe shortened in a way that's better for elementary students.
Which of you guys would like to tell the story of Willy Wonka? Do you know the story well enough? Okay. Matthew Reeder is playing the role of Charlie Bucket, who is really kind of the hero of the show, I would say, the child hero. Go right ahead.
So, well, it starts out as the Buckets are a poor family, and so the Willy Wonka, the best candy maker of all time, ends up sending out 5 golden tickets for five children, and if you find the ticket, you get to tour the factory and receive a lifetime supply of chocolate. The first ticket finder is Augustus Gloop, who is very greedy. Then the second one is Veruca Salt, who is very spoiled. The third is Violet Beauregard, who is a gum chewer, and the fourth is Mike TV. The fifth is Charlie Bucket. And so they go to the factory, and then Augustus falls into, well, in our version, Augustus falls into a smelting pot and gets frozen. It's full of chocolate, and then Violet chews this gum that turns her into a blueberry, that makes her swell up and turns her into a blueberry. And then Veruca falls down the garbage chute, and Mike gets...
This is Mike TV.
Shrunk. Yeah, Mike TV gets shrunk, and he... because he flipped a switch that made him teleport to another part of the room. Then Charlie's left, and Charlie had tasted the fizzy lifting drinks, and so then Charlie gets the factory after he admits that he broke the rules and tasted the fizzy lifting drinks.
So in the movie, I remember that after tasting these fizzy lifting drinks, Charlie and his grandfather end up floating way up. And how do they get down from the ceiling?
They burp.
So is it fun to get to burp on stage?
Kind of. You have to fake them all. But
are you good at on-demand burping?
Well, like, I can fake it.
You can
but
fake it.
I mean,
okay,
I can't really burp on cue. I can't really do it.
I haven't checked with the FCC to see if we're allowed to burp on radio, but I imagine it would probably be okay. That's Matthew Reeder, who's playing the role of Charlie Bucket in the Booker T. Washington School production, which is going to be on Friday. We'll talk about times and whether people can even actually get in or not. Apparently, these are quite popular. Our other actor who's with us is Musonda Chansa or Chansa?
Chansa.
Chansa, take her pick. And you are playing the role of Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
And so how does it feel to be the world's greatest maker of chocolate?
Well, it feels really good because, well, everybody loves your candy. And then suddenly you take out 5 golden tickets to go sent to any place in the world. And people are trying to find the tickets, so it's really exciting.
And are you a fan of chocolate?
Kinda. Probably my most favorite chocolate would probably be Hershey's, because Wonka bars... Well, I wish Wonka bars, you know... Well, I don't really like Wonka bars. I'm not saying that I, like, hate them, but I just don't eat them that much.
So there are such things as Wonka bars?
Yes, there are.
And they're not as good as Hershey's, huh?
Not to me.
That's too bad.
Well, I think that they're really good because but my favorite is Hershey's.
Yeah.
Like Musonda, but I think that they're really good. And I've only tried part of one, and that was And I think that they're really good because I've also haven't had an all Wonka golden egg, so it's chocolate and it has little pieces of chunks of graham cracker in it. And then for the golden eggs, it's just egg-shaped chocolate with graham crackers. I think they're really good.
So you guys really like candy. Is that why you voted? Did you vote for this show when Mr. Smith gave the option?
Yeah. Well, that's not why I did it. Why I did it is because my mom directed Holy Cross's version of it.
Oh, Willy Wonka. And
I mean, it would be really fun. And my sister and brother did it there. My brother was Willy, and so I thought it would be really funny if we did it here. And also I really liked the show, so I did it. So I voted for it. It was my number one choice.
Musonda, have you been in other shows before?
Yeah, like for our school, it's like All Together, yes. And I did some acting before. Can't remember where, but I know. It wasn't like really on stage, but it was like in front of my friends. Like we were having like a little talent show between us, and I won. I got the highest score.
And what did you have to do to get the role of Willy Wonka?
There were a lot of kids who wanted the role, but to get the role, we had to audition. We had to sing the Candyman song and At the Gates of Pure Imagination. And we had to read some lines from the book.
Okay, well, since you've mentioned the Candyman song, do you want to sing that one first?
Sure.
Okay, we brought along an accompaniment CD, and so we're going to hear from a production called Willy Wonka Kids. Performers here, Willy Wonka, represented by Musonda Chansa, and Charlie Bucket, represented by Matthew Reeder, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Can't stop eating sweets, all those wonderful Willy Wonka treats. You can keep the others, 'cause me, I'm a wonkerer. Oh yeah, when it comes to candy, Willy's the conqueror.
The conqueror. Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a mirror color too? The Candyman. The Candyman can. Who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun and make a strawberry lemon pie? The Candyman. Candyman can. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
The Candyman makes everything he makes satisfying and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes, you can even eat the dishes.
Nothing for you, Charlie?
Not today. I don't really want to spoil my appetite.
Looks like your appetite could use a little spoiling. Here, take one of these. On the house.
Really? Thanks!
Who can take tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Dip it in a dream. Separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream. The Candyman.
The Mandyman.
The Candyman can. Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Thanks for the song. That was a great job, guys. Musonda Chansa as Willy Wonka, Matthew Reeder as Charlie Bucket. They go to Booker T. Washington School in Champaign, and they're going to be performing along with a bunch of other people twice on Friday during the day at the school, a program called Willy Wonka Kids. How old are you guys? How old are you, Musonda?
I'm 10. My birthday was just in February. So, just a while ago.
So, what grade are you then?
Fourth.
And Matthew?
I'm 10. I turned 10 in April.
So, you're also in fourth grade then?
Yeah.
Bob Smith is their teacher. He's a performing arts teacher at the school. And, Bob, why don't you grab the mic there? You're also the music curriculum coordinator for the Champaign Unit 4 schools. What does that mean?
Well, it means that we're kind of in charge of all the music teachers as far as when we meet on special days where we're looking. They're called SIP days, which are school improvement days. And we meet to work out curriculum. This past year or so, we've been going through a lot of work with evaluating our programs and what we call adoption, where we're getting new materials, new curriculum materials we're working with. And I have to oversee all of that and work with the Mellon Building administrators and making those things happen.
So that includes all the vocal programs and the band and the orchestra and all that stuff?
Everything.
That sounds like quite a job.
It's a big job, and we're working on trying – right now my time is really limited with it, and we've been working on trying to see if we can increase that position because it really needs a lot more attention than – the time that we have to give to it right now.
Well, it has to be a real treat to work with kids of this talent and to take young people maybe who I'm guessing never imagined themselves doing something like this and turn them into actors and singers. And
probably for a lot of kids in our school, I mean, this is their first experience on stage doing these kinds of things. And for some of them may not go on. It may be the experiences they remember for the rest of their life as far as being in theater or a musical production or other things that we do in performing arts area. And then others pursue it. I'm sometimes amazed when I go to high school productions and see about 50% of the students in there are students I've worked with. And so that's really gratifying to see that happen.
I was just going to say gratifying, that it's really got to be satisfying and gratifying and all of those other kinds of things. We have another song we wanted to do, I think, from the show. And if I remember right, this is At the Gates, Pure Imagination. Is that the one?
Well, actually, we were going to do I've Got a Golden Ticket.
Oh, there we go. All right. I will cue up the correct.
Okay.
Now, is this the one that has a little...
It has a little dialogue before, if you'd like that.
Good. Yes, we would.
Okay. So we'll start with our Candyman, and I'll move the mic back over for... Okay. So start right there.
Oh, Charlie, would you grab that last case of Nut Crunchies for me? Wouldn't want them to freeze.
Sure. I think you dropped this coin.
That coin's probably been buried in the snow for weeks. Take it. And take this for being such a good boy.
Really?
Really? You look like you're starving.
It's so good. Thanks, but I'd better get to school. Do you think I could have another? I'll pay for it.
Sure, I'd give you another one, but the boss is pretty strict on inventory. You might want to take a little taste of it, you know, to make sure it's not bad or anything.
Okay, here goes. 1, 2, 3. I found it, the last golden ticket! Woohoo!
Here comes the music.
I never thought my life could be anything but catastrophe, but suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me, 'cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye. I never had a chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing, 'cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twink sun up in the sky. I found it, the last golden ticket.
You did it, Charlie. Grandpa Joe, you should accompany Charlie. That is, if you think you can handle it, you must just try to stop me.
I never thought that I would be slapping the lap of a evening. Look at the sun. I never thought that I would be slapping the lap of luxury, 'cause I'd have said it couldn't be done. But it can be done. Yes, it can be done. We never ever dared to think that there would be a golden twinkling banging a glorious golden twinkling, a legend becomes a lie, 'cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way, and with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
So you both got the high notes at the end.
Actually, Masando is trying to fill in on the chorus part. He doesn't sing that in the show, but
well, you do it. You both do it. You both do a great job. And I wish I could go see the show, but it's during the day. Let's talk about when you do these shows, and understand, Bob, from what you've told me before, it would actually be hard to get a ticket to this if you sold them.
Yeah, we don't really sell tickets. One of the unusual things is that all of our productions are free because we we get grants, we write grants or have ways to try to fund it so that the people attending our school don't have to pay for a ticket, that they can come see it. So we have, we break it up for this show. We have a 9:30 show and half of our school comes to see it, and we have the rest of the room for audience, and we get community people. The public is invited free if they want to come. Some of our shows we have standing room out in the hallway getting in to see it, but there's a 9:30 show and a 2 o'clock show, and we divide the school up, and then there's some room for other people as well.
I keep turning my own microphone down here, so in other words, there, if people want to see it, they're welcome to try.
Oh, absolutely.
And it sounds like it would be a lot of fun. Do you have, what are the sets like? Do you do full sets for these things?
We do full sets. We have them on a limited basis because we have a very small stage. But there are 17 scene changes in this. Some of the scenes are done in front of the curtain or down on the floor in front. But Mrs. Shauna Carey is our art teacher. And I have a panel in the factory that she's done. The artwork for a panel that comes in to describe each room, like the nut room and the inventing room. And Mrs. Carey is a very, very talented artist and teacher. In fact, she won the National Walmart Teacher of the Year Award
No kidding.
A couple years ago.
That sounds impressive anyway.
And she's helped me on so many shows. She's kind of a right-hand person on a lot of the things that we do.
And what about costumes?
We have costumes. In some cases for the kids, they found their own costumes. For Willie's costume, we put some together, borrowing from CUTC and things I have. We also have quite a few costumes and things that we've saved from other shows. So
CUTC is Champaign-Urbana Theater Company.
Yes.
So pretty much a full production.
It is.
I'm just impressed that it even happens, and to have these have boys like Musanda and Matthew coming in and doing such a good job. Have either of you been on the radio before? Is this your first time to be on the radio, Matthew?
It's my first time.
Musanda?
Yeah, me too.
Does it feel different to sing in front of a microphone than singing in front of a bunch of people on a stage?
Not really, because usually you use a microphone when you sing. So
to project your voice to the people in the back.
So
you all sound like you all sound like you're pros already. You've done it all, but not yet.
Yeah,
well, they've been in several things this year. They did both audition for the talent. Both of them auditioned for a talent show in the fall and were chosen for that. Mm-hmm. And then we did some other concerts for Black History Month that they were involved in. So they've had, and then a holiday show that we did. So they've had maybe four times on stage this year.
Well, it looks like if you wanted an acting career, you're getting yourselves off to a good start, or a singing career. And I wish everybody luck with the production. And thanks very much for coming into the show today.
Thank you.
You did a great job. It's a production of Willy Wonka Kids at Booker T. Washington Elementary School in Champaign, Friday, 9:30 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon. It's free. They're located at 606 East Grove Street in Champaign. And although the space is limited, there apparently is some space for you if you want to go hear them. One of a number of performances and other events going on this week and this weekend in our listening area. And you hear about them on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be hearing from the director of and one of the actors in a performance of The Laramie Project, sponsored by the McLean County Diversity Project and taking place in Bloomington on the same day, this Friday, May 15th. The Laramie Project we will hear about in just a few minutes on Live and Local. Another event going on are auditions for another show at Sound of Music. The Urbana Park District Youth Summer Theater is holding auditions this weekend, and you can contact the Urbana Park District directly about that. They're on Saturday and Sunday, so I thought we'd hear a little bit from the Sound of Music here on FM 90.9.
Start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
ABC. When you sing, you begin with do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi. The first three notes just happen to be do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
And we heard an extended segment from the new Broadway cast recording of The Sound of Music, Do Re Mi, and heard that because you have the opportunity, if you're a young person, to audition for the show for the Urbana Park District Youth Summer Theater production. Those auditions on Saturday and Sunday this very weekend, and you heard this on Live and Local on FM 90.9. This is a test of the emergency alert system. It was a test of the emergency alert system here on FM 90.9. Quick look at our weather situation. There is a flash flood warning in effect until 3:30 this afternoon for the southern half of Champaign County. Also, urban and small stream flood advisories in effect in portions of Logan, Sangamon, and Christian counties, and all of Macon County for just another 20 minutes or so. And for Coles, Cumberland, Shelby counties, and a portion of Moultrie County until 2 o'clock. Also, urban and small stream flooded advisories in effect for portions of McLean and DeWitt counties and all of Piatt County until 3:30 this afternoon. Our broadcast on FM 90.9 is made possible in part with support from these business partners: Anderson Foundation, Risk Management Commodities of Lafayette, A-Plus Farms of Pine Village, and Schaumburg Farms of Chenoa. These business partners join the friends of WYLL in making great programs possible, and we thank them very much. Our next segment here on Live and Local has to do with a production of the McLean County Diversity Project. They are presenting The Laramie Project, which is a play having to do with the murder in 1998 of Matthew Shepard in Laramie, Wyoming. And we have with us one of the co-directors of the show, who is Tricia Stiller, and also with us, and I dropped this on the floor, one second. Having a very difficult time today keeping all of my papers organized. There's so much going on the show. And Karthik Patil, who is a junior at University High School in Normal. He is one of the performers. And also, I understand, a scholar for the Diversity Project. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. I will let Tricia tell us a little bit, if you would, about the McLean County Diversity Project. This is new to me.
Well, thank you very much for having us and giving us this opportunity, Kevin. I'm thrilled to be a part of this. The McLean County Diversity Project has existed through Herculean efforts by a gentleman named Jeff Schwartz. It was his vision to present opportunities for youngsters in and out McLean County to learn about different ways to live a life. There are as many ways to live a life as there are people living them. And Jeff wanted to give people opportunities to experience life as others do, whether that be people with physical differences or cognitive differences or cultural differences. He finds opportunities to share these types of things with his scholars. And it occurred to him that the Laramie Project was suitable for them because it addresses people who live their lives in an alternative way in terms of relationships. And also it deals with Matthew Shepard was brutally murdered simply because he was gay. And and hate is what propelled this horrible tragedy. And so we are experiencing hate crimes through the Diversity Project this spring. And it's been an amazing experience.
What when you refer to scholars, and I refer to scholars, mm-hmm. what does it mean to, maybe I should ask this question of Karthik, since mm-hmm. you are one, mm-hmm. what does it mean to be a scholar of the McLean County Diversity Project?
Basically, just be a person that participates in it. The requirements for being in the project are you have to join when you're in seventh grade, and you can keep on doing it as long as you want, as long as Jeff feels that you can learn or gain experience from the project. And to be a scholar, you just have to complete like a service project or an individual project, and then that lets you go on the annual trip every June. And so basically, yeah, like some of the previous projects were like helping out at community shelters or like being part of the Laramie Project, that counts as a project to satisfy your fulfillment to the McLean County Diversity Project.
And what interested you in becoming a scholar?
I joined way back in eighth grade. I didn't really know. Back then, the McLean County Diversity Project was pretty small, so people didn't know about it. Like, I didn't know what it was. I remember my dad saying, do you want to go on this trip? You don't have to pay for it, and you just go to Tennessee for a week. So I was like, oh, yeah, sure, why not?
Especially the I don't have to pay for it part.
Yeah. And then after that, like, I didn't know what I was doing. I thought it was, I had no idea. So I went there, and then I saw what it was. And then after that, I was like, wow, this is something really cool. Like, I can gain a lot of experience from this, and it can help a lot of people. So then I just kept on going with it ever since.
And what is your role in the Laramie Project?
There are many characters in Laramie Project. Each person plays several characters. Mm-hmm. I am four different characters, I think.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about them.
My first character is Andy Paris. He's a member of the Tectonic Theater Project, and he was one of the people who conducted the interviews for the play. So he just gives his insight on what happened, and he's like a narrator to see and say what his thoughts are on things. My second character is Matt Mickelson, a bar owner, and that's a bar that Matthew Shepard was in before he got murdered, the night he got murdered. And so we hear his thoughts. And then my third character is Russell Henderson. He's one of the people that assisted in the murder of Matthew Shepard. So it's been a very interesting experience trying to portray him. Pretty hard to pretend to be a murderer. So, yep.
And how has it been? So these different characters represent different attitudes towards the murder. And I imagine each character has a different set of prejudices. How has it been to represent all those different things?
You know, that's an excellent question. And structurally, this play gives us both sides of this issue, and it's a very passionate issue. Like Karthik began to explain, when Matthew's life was taken from him, a group in New York, the crime happened in Wyoming, a group of actors in New York responded as artists need to do and needed answers. Why does this happen in 1998? In the United States of America, how is this still possible? So they literally traveled to Wyoming and interviewed the townsfolk.
Tectonic Theater Project.
The Tectonic Theater Group, led by Moises Kaufman, who and his group, and one of Karthik's characters, Andy Paris, was among those who actually structured this play. And it's truly a chronicling of the town's reaction to this. And there are those who were very saddened and felt such loss. And then there are those who had the other side of that coin, are like, well, you know, Matthew lived his life in a way that perhaps he shouldn't have been living. So the arguments are there. The kids have been really working hard these last several months to put themselves in both situations emotionally and feel both sides. And it has been a challenge. It really has been, because we can't quite wrap our heads around the power of hatred and the power of ignorance. And we've had to go there, haven't we, Karth? And it's been an amazing journey for us.
So, Karthik, what have you had to do as an actor to sort of embody these very different characters with different attitudes?
Oh, wow. Okay. I remember way back in January, we were just cold reading through the text and the script, and Trisha made me be both of the bad guys or the murderers one night in the same night. And so after that, I felt like terrible on the inside of what happened, be like, oh, I'm playing a person who killed someone. How can I do this? This is insane. But after that, I got used to it. And the entire month of February, we spend just like weeks and weeks just preparing our individual characters and figuring out how we can set them up. Like my character, Russell Henderson, he didn't have that much hate. He was just an accomplice to his friend Aaron McKinney. And then so I had to try and play the guy who was like kind of quiet but still following and not really a leader. And then so I set up like a background story in my head, like, oh, I'm going to pretend that I'm an Eagle Scout and that I just got out of high school. I'm involved in the community. People know who I am. So I just set up like a background story in my head.
Mm-hmm. And what do you well, let me ask first before the second question I was going to ask. Were you familiar with the Laramie Project before it came up as an opportunity?
Definitely not. Jeff Schwartz told me, he's like, do you want to be in this play, the Laramie Project? And I was like, I have no idea what you are talking about at all.
So it was brand new. Why don't I stop and say that you're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And the Laramie Project is going to be performed this Friday evening at 7 o'clock at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. It's just one performance, correct?
It is indeed one performance.
So all of this work mm-hmm. going to be over in one night. I mean, have you wished, as with so many plays, that there's a run of at least several nights or at least a few nights?
I don't know how you feel about that, Karthik. I think we've approached this not necessarily from a theatrical viewpoint, but more for an educational viewpoint. And we have experienced so much together that the performance is almost, instead of looking at it as a performance, it's almost a graduation of sorts. We have learned what we needed to learn from this project, and we get to celebrate that learning as a unit and at the same time share with our audience what we have learned and hopefully open some hearts and open some minds along the way. That's our fondest wish.
So my second question was going to be for Karthik, since you didn't know the show anyway before, what so far do you feel that you've learned from this experience?
I've just seen how a hate crime can like influence people's thoughts and perceptions, how it can literally change an entire town's like standard for what like homosexuality is and just change the way they think. Like after this happened, the characters differ on whether homosexuality is right or wrong, but throughout the board you can see that people believe that hate crime is wrong and that people shouldn't be killed because of it. And so it just sees how like events change people's thoughts and ideas.
And have you found that among the students in the production that there have been has there been a representation of some of the same attitudes in the play represented by students in the production?
Again, excellent question. Well, when we went through the beginning stages of it, we actually sat down, my staff and I, and asked kids, had they ever been discriminated against? And also, on the other side of that, have you yourself ever discriminated against another? And these kids were frank and honest and admitted, yes, I have had those types of thoughts. So we knew going in that the foundation for this project was there. We knew that we could expand some minds that perhaps were fixed in one general area. And because most of these scholars are members of the diversity group, we do have a diverse cast. We have diverse ages, diverse economic backgrounds. It's an incredible, all-encompassing experience. So
when you ask them, mm-hmm. You know, have you been experienced prejudice against mm-hmm. you? It could be for any of
for
a
any
of
reason. There were some that had been discriminated against because of religious reasons or of ethnicity. Or one young lady admitted that she'd been discriminated against because she was a straight-A student and gifted, and people were afraid to be in her life because for whatever reason, and that made her very sad, you know. And so for many reasons, we all feel alone at times. And so we're kind of walking through this project, feeling what these people are feeling with a great deal of honesty and insight. I've been very impressed. We're working with kids from eighth grade to seniors in high school, and absolutely amazing insight and maturity with these young people. It's It's amazing. I can't. It's the only word I seem to be able to say this morning, Karthik.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Well, it seemed like an amazing thing. I was actually kind of surprised to see. I'm not sure why I was surprised to see it, but I was nonetheless that apparently the Laramie Project is being used nationwide and beyond as a teaching tool for some pretty young students, which for some reason surprised me.
I think that's I think it's very exciting that that is beginning to happen. And I think people need to understand, yes, the subject matter does deal with the brutal hate crime of a young gay man. But structurally, it's truly a town meeting. It's truly people sharing thoughts and feelings. The crime is not reenacted. There is no gratuitous violence. There is no gratuitous anything. The sexuality is not portrayed. The violence is not portrayed. The hate is not portrayed. It's just people talking about it and opening up. And it's an open forum, which truly invites further discussion, further opportunities for learning. And I'm thrilled that educators are embracing it because it's absolutely appropriate.
And either of you can answer this question. Have you found that there are some gay students in the production? And if so, how has that been for them?
I don't know, because that was not an important question for me to ask the students, but many of them shared that they auditioned for it specifically because they had gay friends who they have observed being treated badly, and they wanted to do something about it. And doing this play was, for them, a stand that they could take in defense of their gay friends. So, and I was very proud of them for that.
What's been your experience, Karthik, in school? Have you encountered anything like this in school?
Oh, definitely. This year at school, a new club was started called the Gay Straight Alliance. And then so, I mean, it's right up there in front. Like, back in 1998, being gay was a new thing. But now it's like people know about it. They know what to do around it and stuff like that. So it's like becoming to the front of like issues that our society faces. And I face it every day in school. Like, I know kids that are gay. And I mean, I see them being made fun of like on Facebook or like in the hallways and stuff. And I mean, it's, you can't change some people, but you can help them out. You can help out the gay people or be like, oh, it's okay. You shouldn't deserve this or something like that.
When you say you can't change some people, you mean the way they behave towards others with
right.
prejudice and
like,
so on.
Through plays like this, you can change people. Like you can change their ideas, but you can't change how they feel about like hate crimes or like anger. Like there, some people will always be the same way. But by doing plays like this, you can change the majority of people. Be like, oh, we shouldn't. This is wrong. Like we shouldn't do this as a society.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful project in the first place. We're talking about two projects here now, the McLean County Diversity Project, which is amazing in itself, to go back to your word, Tricia, and then to be performing the Laramie Project. I saw the Laramie Project some years ago performed at Parkland College in Champaign, and as with so many productions of theirs, it was a very fine production, and I know that I experienced even though, as you said, Tricia, none of the events are portrayed and there's no violence going on, it was just sometimes, to me, shocking to see some of the attitudes expressed by the characters who were represented and to realize that those characters are real people who were interviewed by the Tectonic Theater Project in Laramie within months of Matthew Shepard's murder.
Right. And now, we have to go back and realize that the crime did occur 11 years ago. And so the fact that we can sit here now saying, I was shocked that people were reacting that way, indicates to me that progress has been made in those 11 years. But there's still quite a ways to go. And again, through the educators embracing this project and teaching our kids at a younger age not to even entertain thoughts that are discriminatory to people, just by virtue of the fact of their sexual orientation, is really going to help facilitate change. And I know the Matthew Shepard Foundation, which was formed by Matthew's parents, Dennis and Judy Shepard, it's their fondest wish to erase hate in America and worldwide. And this is just our little contribution to that. And hopefully we will touch enough lives, and those lives then will continue to touch others. That's what we're hoping will happen on Friday night.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming on the show today. Mm-hmm. Tricia Stiller is one of the co-directors with whom?
Troy Clark is my partner in crime, and Troy also is a cast member. He and I have done theatrical projects for many years together through Bloomington Parks and Recreation and our local community theater, the Community Players. And he hopped on board gladly and has been a phenomenal mentor to the younger cast members. And he's also worked one of the, going back to the diversity project, the kids who did not want to be involved in this project theatrically but still wanted to be a part of it. Troy has been working with them with marketing. They've worked on newsletters and a website for our project, and it's just been an all-encompassing educational journey for them as well. So there are kids who wanted to do this but didn't feel comfortable quite being up on stage with us. So we've given them behind-the-scenes tasks to do to complete their criteria.
Well, thanks, Tricia, and thanks mm-hmm. to Karthik Patil, who's a junior at University High School in Normal mm-hmm. and one of the actors in the show. Appreciate mm-hmm. your coming in.
Thank you.
The production is The Laramie Project, being presented by the McLean County Diversity Project at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts Friday night at 7 o'clock. It's located at 107 East Chestnut Street. And for more information, you can go to their website, which is artsblooming.org. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. And coming up next, we have a calendar of a few other items before we go to a weather update at 1 and a news update at 1:01 and more music for you at 1:06. The Singing Quakers, who I couldn't tell you where they were playing earlier, are going to be tonight at Central Christian Church in Decatur. That is tonight at 7 o'clock. And then also, solo pianist Donnie Heitler is performing tonight at 6 o'clock in Urbana at the Great Impasta. And tomorrow at noon, the Parkland College Chamber Singers are performing on the music series at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute on the main Carl Clinic campus in Urbana on University Avenue. That's at noon, a free program. We've mentioned the Laramie Project on Friday. Also, Oberon the Possum King on Friday, an old-time string and Irish band performing Friday at 5:30 at the Dockside Cafe at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood. Pirates and Petticoats on Friday with the Rantoul Theater Group at the Grissom Hall Theater in Rantoul. That's Friday night at 8 o'clock. And the Bement County Opry, presenting its family-style show each Friday evening, including this Friday, May 15th. Don't have a time, but you can go to BementCountryOpry.com. A flash flood warning is in effect until 3:30 this afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy and windy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Strong to severe thunderstorms are possible from mid-afternoon on, the high 74. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain and thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms during the evening may be severe, the low 55. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with a high of 66. It's WILL 90.9 FM and HD Urbana, operating translators W293 AF Danville, and W266AF Urbana. For Live and Local, I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for listening.